Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Joining us on the line, Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Make sure to check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Ross, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing all right. It's good to talk to you again. And let's start off with what you saw Sunday night. Were you surprised like we were that it felt like the Lions just never found a rhythm and basically laid an egg on Sunday night? Were you surprised at their performance?
Well, I guess I felt pretty good about them through the first half. I mean, I think, you know, obviously that golf touchdown where they call it a motion penalty or whatever. And I mean, we could have a whole conversation about the dynamics of how the officials decided to make that change. Cause I know Dan Campbell said he was told one thing and obviously Rolstad after the game said something different, but I will say that's a major bummer. If you're the Lions and you come up with a really cool, unique play like that, you got to make sure you cross all the T's, dot all the I's, because you're only going to run that once, and it's got to count. I mean, it's got to be a touchdown if you're going to do something like that. But I thought they were moving the ball in the first half. I just think, you know, I thought their defense might struggle against the Chiefs offensively with the Chiefs the way they're playing right now. And I was a little disappointed that they weren't able to keep the pace in the second half. I think that's probably the thing that surprised me. I thought the Lions offensively would kind of be able to go blow for blow with the Chiefs, and it was almost like tennis, and they, in the second half, they stopped holding serve.
We talked to Dan yesterday, and he clearly stated an official told him New York buzzed down. The NFL denies it. They stick with the pool reporter. Does the NFL have a credibility issue here?
You know, that is a tough one. That is a very tough one, Jim. I think that there are certain times when the officials gather and they say after further discussion that I think are probably, you know, open to interpretation for people. You know, I'm not in the business of saying that Craig Rolstad was lying. I'm also not in the business of saying that Dan Campbell was lying.
Somebody was lying. You know?
The one thing I do think is interesting, there is kind of a middle ground there in terms of the, you know, the replay official that's actually in the stadium. I think people lose sight of that. There's New York. There's the replay officials in the stadium, and there is obviously the officials on the field. Now, you know, if the one official said to Dan Campbell it was New York, maybe he thought it was New York and it wasn't. Maybe he didn't realize that that's not a situation where New York's supposed to get involved, and he said that to Dan and he shouldn't have. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities there. There's a lot of options, and I would say good luck trying to find the right answer. That would be like, you know, the Zapruder film, trying to figure out exactly what really happened or did not happen in that situation.
Ross, those are possibilities. It's also a possibility that New York did weigh in against the rules and the NFL put their finger on the scale. That's also possible.
That is a possibility, and there are certainly, look, there's a lot of people in Detroit that feel that way, and there are certainly people that have felt that that seems like the case in other primetime games or playoff games.
Well, especially when it comes to the Chiefs.
Games. What's that?
Especially when it comes to the Chiefs, it feels like they always get the benefit of the doubt. They get the call from New York, and I don't want to waste our time going back and forth on this, because I mean, obviously we do believe that the NFL has a credibility issue, but let's talk about this matchup this weekend in regards to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is there a quarterback that's playing at a better level right now than Baker Mayfield?
No, there's not. And I don't know how much you guys have watched him. He's just so entertaining. I mean, he's like definitely top 10. One of my five favorite players to watch. I just love the sport, and I love people that are giving it everything they have, and you can see that. And a lot of times you can't see that from quarterbacks, but Baker, first of all, I said this last week on Sunday on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL. I don't know how many of these you guys have seen. He's either the best, worst scrambler or the worst, best scrambler I've ever seen. I mean, at least four times this year, he has been dead to rights. Multiple guys, and he somehow breaks a tackle or squeezes out of there and runs for a big gain. And guys, this is not Lamar Jackson we're talking about. This is not Jaden Daniels. He's not fast. He's not overly athletic. I don't really know how he's doing it, but he somehow does it seemingly every game for a game-changing, game-breaking play.
There's no denying what Tampa's done this year, right? 5-1, 4 fourth quarter comeback, game-winning drives. They're having a great year, and now we get a great matchup Monday night when they face the Lions. We're talking to Ross Tucker. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. So tell us how these two teams match up.
Well, it's a crazy interesting matchup, especially when you consider the guys that won't play for both teams. You know, with this Brian Branch suspension, I actually, you know, Branch might be a top 20 favorite player for me. I love the way that guy plays football. He plays for keeps. And was it a smart thing to do that to Juju after the game? Absolutely not. John knows the way I play and like to play. I like that Branch has that chip on his shoulder. I like that he's trying to hit everything that moves. But they're going to really miss him in this game. The flip side is the most impressive thing, Jim, about the Bucs is that they're 5-1 with all the guys they've been missing.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have worse for a while. They moved their center to left tackle, and then they moved their left guard to center, put a different guy in at left guard. Their right guard's out for the year. Their right tackle's out. And we don't even know. There's three star receivers, Mike Evans, Emeka Ebuka, Chris Godwin. We don't know if any of those guys are playing Monday night. I mean, it's one of the craziest things I've seen that they're 5-1 with this many injuries. What they're really doing is making it so that every other team in the NFL has no excuse. Like, there's no excuse to say, oh, we're missing this guy, we're missing that guy. The Bucs are missing a lot of guys, and they're still 5-1. It feels like a game where there's going to be a lot of points. It feels like it's going to be a back and forth. It's kind of similar to, you know, Sunday night for the Lions against the Chiefs. The Lions have to hold serve. I don't know if they're going to be able to slow down the Bucs. Maybe they can with all these injuries that the Bucs have offensively, but nobody's really been able to. I think it's incumbent on Jared Goff and company to score almost every time they have the ball. It feels like 31-30, you know, 31-27, something like that.
And so in having said that, the one thing that we know about Tampa is that's the side of the ball where they haven't had a lot of injuries. And they've always been a good defense, but this year it feels like the defense has slipped. Now, you look at the Niners game and you could say, okay, well, that's where they've started to perform. But before that, is there any concern that Baker's having to go through these heroics simply because the defense for Tampa has not performed as expected?
Yes, there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, that there's no question, and I'm not exactly sure why that's been the case. You know, for the Bucs, they don't have McCollum, their corner, who they really like, so Vildor's been in there. But I am a little surprised that the Bucs defense hasn't played better. But, you know, they were better against the 49ers, as you referenced. And so sometimes it just takes these teams a little bit of time to settle in a little bit. We'll see if that's the case. Hopefully for the Lions, it's not.
We've been focusing on the matchup in the NFC, right? I mean, the winner of that game could claim, hey, we're the best in the NFC, maybe the NFL. Who's the best team in the AFC?
Well, that's a funny question because, you know, I do my power rankings every Tuesday on the Ross Tucker podcast. I have the Colts as the number one team in the NFL. And I know people say, oh my gosh, come on, Ross. It's six games now, guys. That's 40% of the season. I'm going by what I see this year. They have totally annihilated three teams. Are those teams good? No, but it's not easy to blow teams out in the NFL. Then they found a way to win a couple other games that were close late. Their only loss was at the Rams when A.D. Mitchell did that thing where he dropped the ball at the goal line and it was a touchback. I mean, they could very easily be undefeated. So I'm still saying the Colts, but my Even Money Betting podcast, which is really popular, my co-host, he says it's the Chiefs. He said, I don't care that they're 3-3. He started to see some underlying metrics, yards per play, the way they beat the Lions. He thinks the Chiefs are not only the best team in the AFC, he thinks they're the best team in the NFL now.
All right, they're getting Rice back. I mean, I suppose there's an argument. What was that, John?
Tuck, we only got 30 seconds. So of the teams with four or more wins in the AFC, you got New England, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Indianapolis, Jacksonville, Denver, and L.A. Which one of those teams is the biggest fraud?
I'll say the Jaguars. I'm not buying the Jaguars yet. I mean, they were winning with all kinds of crazy turnover fortune. I'm not ready to go there with the Jags.
Good answer. Okay. He's Ross Tucker. You can hear more of him. He has that podcast, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Ross, good stuff.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks, bud.
Ticket Textures did pick up on the fact that Kendall Vildor is playing for Tampa Bay, and that excites Lions fans tremendously.
See if you can hit his face mask.
God, it's 97-1.
Hey, there's nothing like Michigan. The pride, the grit, the game day energy. There's a beer that gets it, and that's Founders Michigan Pilsner. Brewed right here in the heart of Michigan. It's crisp, light, and built for those who go all in, whether you're tailgating in Ann Arbor or kicking back after a long day. As proud sponsors of Michigan Athletics, we're raising a cold one to the maize and blue. Founders Michigan Pilsner, brewed for Michigan, built for you. Find Michigan Pilsner at a store near you. Founders Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. For 21 years old or older, please drink responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Got the Thursday touchdown coming up at 8:35. Red Wing tickets given away this hour. Be listening. You know what you got to listen for. Wings won last night, and they held a lead against a good hockey team, and they did it without getting hemmed in their own zone the whole third period and hanging on for dear life. They played smart defensive hockey, and it's led by a bunch of guys that
don't have a lot of experience.
I was going to say, 20-year-old on the top line, 20-year-old on your top four, playing with Edvinson. A lot to feel good about right now. And again, it's only four games, and we know the season's very long and all that stuff. But this is, given how tough the schedule looked on paper, and given how bad they looked on the first night of the season, they responded to their coach calling them out. They've won three in a row, all against teams in their division, all teams that should make the playoffs, and all in regulation. So, feeling good about the Red Wings. They'll play Friday night against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Did you notice, by the way?
What's that?
It's not just Ross. We had Ross Tucker on. He's very careful how he answered the credibility question. Did you notice nobody on ESPN gave it any life?
Of course, because they're in bed with the NFL. They now own the NFL Network, and they've got Red Zone. So I don't think they're going to give that any play.
And how can you deny that there's a credibility question? Even if you don't think the games are rigged, right? Even if you don't think it's WWE, you should absolutely be raising questions based on our interview with Dan Campbell yesterday, where Dan is an honest guy.
Yeah.
Says, I was told by an official they got buzzed from New York. The report after the game from the officials deny that. Somebody's lying.
Right.
And, you want to call Dan Campbell a liar? Let me know.
Either the NFL or Campbell's lying. Isn't that more compelling to talk about on all these outlets?
Oh, yeah. Like a first take, a debate show about credibility and officiating? Of course. Of course that's something worth talking about.
Yeah.
You know, I know Florio wrote about it in Pro Football Talk, but this did not get the, like, partner, you know, branding.
Right.
They avoided this.
They avoided it altogether by not even commenting on it. I mean, they could have completely taken the other side and said, here's the stance that the NFL has taken, but they just decided to avoid it altogether.
Because I think they know, even if they give you the NFL's canned response of we stand by the pool reporter,
yeah,
it doesn't pass the smell test to anybody watching or listening.
No. And
we should address this, because I saw a lot of people fighting, like, well, the league's allowed to review scoring plays.
Right, yes, to see if it was a touchdown.
Not if you want to, hey, do you want to add a penalty at the end of the play?
Correct,
that's never been allowed.
No.
Never.
Yeah, because you could look at any scoring play and go, oh, you know what, backside, that's an illegal block. That was high low. He was engaged with the guard when the tackle cut his knees. You gotta have to take away that touchdown.
And look, we can also say the Lions didn't play well enough to win. We could also say that the play was illegal and Dan Campbell didn't fight it and owned it and said, we got to make it better. We'll concede those points, but you got to meet us halfway and acknowledge that that was shady, that the NFL broke protocol to play favorites. Like, we'll concede the Lions didn't play well enough. We'll concede that one play doesn't decide a game. You on the other side got to concede the NFL was shady there.
Right. And I mean, it goes as far as, you know, every touchdown play is reviewed. But if they're looking at every play, then why not buzz down and say, hey, Brian Branch just got, you know, waylaid in the back. You know, we need to throw a flag on that play.
Yeah.
Like, it that's where you don't want to have replay involved. And it's not because you don't want to get it right. The NFL, they got it right. in regards to not allowing the touchdown, but how they went about getting it right is against the rules.
100%. I think, Greg, did you say this off air? Midday Show is giving you credit for it. It's like illegally obtained evidence.
He's on the phone.
Yeah, he did say that.
That was the analogy. Is like, I mean, this may be evidence the Lions didn't run the play properly, right. but you obtained it illegally. It's not permissible in court. The NFL's not allowed to, from an outside venue, from the league office, right. step in and go, hey, I think there was a penalty on that play.
Even from the replay official that's on site, you can't buzz down and say, that's an illegal play. You should have thrown a flag. And then a minute and a half later, throw the flag.
A couple quick ticket texts just reacting to Ross. This one highlights Baker Mayfield's elusiveness.
Yeah.
Because Ross said, I don't know if he's the best worst scrambler or the worst best scrambler. He may be coating his jersey in KY jelly. That's Tony from A Broke Down Jeep. He's tough to tackle, man.
He is. And it's just that feisty, competitive nature that he has. He's not going to go down easy.
And another one does love the fact that Kendall Vildor is playing in the secondary. He says, I think we've seen the other side of this. We should put up close to 40 with that news.
Well, attack him.
Punish him.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to Heather with the news.
A woman is in police custody after she crashed her car into a pole near I-94 in Wayne County on Wednesday morning. So when police arrived at the scene, they actually found her car submerged in water near the freeway. And the woman who was driving, this 25-year-old from Newport, told police that her boyfriend was in the car when she got out. So a dive team was brought in to help search for this boyfriend, also to remove the car from the water. The car was empty, however, when they found it. Nobody was found in the area. Troopers do believe that this woman was intoxicated, and she was taken into custody. Mm. So I don't even know if there was
a boyfriend
in the car at all, or if he did get out and escaped.
Does she even have a boyfriend?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? Michigan Central Station is getting back on track. This is pretty cool. Governor Whitmer just announced that trains will be returning to the station. So the plan is actually not to have trains return directly to the station, but to build this new transit hub next to the historic building. So that hub would then connect inner city buses and trains linking Detroit to Windsor and Toronto. And they say services could possibly kick off around 2029.
Cool.
It's very cool. Yeah. Very cool to see that building return to what it had been.
Yeah.
Pretty neat. Now, speaking of Michigan Central Station, if you're looking for something fun to do with the kids on Halloween, or maybe without the kids, you just want to do something yourself, you can go to Michigan Central Station and celebrate. They're going to have a trunk or treating event. They're going to have hands-on activities for the kids. You can like make masks, do science experiments. There's going to be live entertainment, DJs, this live artist demonstration. That's all going on outside of the building. Then there's going to be even more events going on inside, going on October 31st from basically 5 to 10 p.m. Pretty cool. It's free, open to the public. So,
and big picture, like if you're going to restore this venue,
yes,
get the most out of it you can. So, yeah, of course.
Very cool. This is also very cool. There's a little boy, a three-year-old, that's being hailed a hero for saving his mom's life this week. So this little boy, Cody, was honored by the Oakland County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday. He got some like really cool toys. He got sworn in as a junior deputy after he called 911 while his mom was having a seizure. So Cody was able to unlock his mom's phone, dial 911. The thing is, though, is that dispatchers couldn't understand what he was saying because he's three.
Right.
So he then FaceTimed a neighbor and told them that his mom needed help. So that neighbor was able to rush over, call 911 again, and get his mom medical help that she desperately needed. And his mom couldn't be more proud. It's like fate that he was there, not at school. They also gave him a birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese's.
That's cool.
So fun. This is neat. Los Angeles Dodgers star Teoscar Hernandez didn't stay at the team's hotel in Milwaukee this week. And it wasn't necessarily his choice, but his wife's choice. She didn't want to stay there because the hotel is supposedly Haunted.
Yes.
And you know what? He wasn't alone. Mookie Betts didn't stay there either. So this hotel, the Pfister Hotel, is or has been called baseball's most haunted hotel, spooking players for years. It was opened in 1893. And over the years, baseball players have said they have seen like ghosts roaming the staircase. They've heard the sounds of knocking and pounding. Electronics have turned on and off. They've seen objects moving. So Hernandez told the media he isn't afraid of ghosts. In fact, he doesn't believe in them. But his wife?
No.
Had second thoughts.
Do you believe in this stuff?
I don't, but no. I would want to stay there. Maybe not if I had a big game and I needed rest, but I would want to go and I would want to
say a tourist.
Yeah.
See, I almost wonder though, once you put this in people's head, did they start like imagining?
Seeing yes. things, yeah. hearing things. Yeah.
Well, it's like going online because you hurt your ankle and all of a sudden like, oh my gosh, I have something else wrong with me. Right. You start feeling those things like, wait, I do feel that here. My
I guess
head
I do
hurts
have shortness of breath. Yeah. It's like, no, you don't.
Yes. You start telling yourself you do.
Hotels, even if they're new, have noises that you're trying to figure out where that noise came from. This is an old hotel. It's going to have lots of noises.
But I mean, if I saw an object like levitate off of the desk and like move to the nightstand.
Okay, but how about this?
Okay, yeah.
How about
Sweet.
This?
Sure.
Then I would be.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do I have in my hand? A phone.
Yeah.
We can record everything. Has anybody recorded levitating things at this hotel?
No, because you're terrified and you don't have, it's like, whoa.
It's because they're not levitating.
Right.
You don't have a free second to grab your phone because you're so shocked.
Well, but all these people who want to go there as tourists to see it.
I don't believe in it.
Then show up with your little cameras and record it and prove it for everybody.
It's a publicity stunt.
But, spook me.
Spooky.
Spooky.
Boom!
Coming up next, it's the Thursday touchdown.
No more hiccups.
Is there anything Jonathan Smith can do to save his job? Who are some options to replace James Franklin? And who's the most underrated player in the NFL? It's 97.1.
Hey, it's Heather, and I want to talk to you about hot tubs. If you've ever thought about getting one, this is your moment. Beninati Pool and Spa will make the entire process a breeze. Their staff is so knowledgeable. They're going to help walk you through all of the options and help you find a hot tub that's not only perfect for your space, but also perfect for your family. And let me tell you, having a hot tub will like change your life, right? Like you're going to have stress relief, muscle recovery. It's just perfect for total relaxation. And Beninati Pool and Spa is in Utica, right next to Jimmy John's Field. And they have this brand new showroom in Clinton Township, too, right off M59 and I-94. So no matter which location you go to, you're going to be met with Beninati experts who are going to give you a personalized experience and help you find the perfect tub. Plus, this is cool. If you mention my name, they'll take $500 off your purchase just like that. Go visit BeninatiPools.com or stop by Utica or Clinton Township and see why so many people, including me, love the Beninati experience.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, hey, Hockey Town. That's three straight wins for the Red Wings.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's feeling good. Vibes are high. Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park. Gov and Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates here from him in 10 minutes. John, it's not hockey season for you. I know, like, this is knee deep into football season.
Right.
But well, you got to be pleased with what we're seeing.
Oh, absolutely. And I watched last night. I've watched a couple of the games to this point this year. And I mean, I'll go full in on hockey, but same time I go full in on college basketball, right? When the football season is over and I've got nothing else to do.
So you asked me, like, when should we do these, like, checkpoints?
Yeah, I'll check in late February or early March.
The bad word we don't say. Because vibes are high and everybody's feeling good. The young players have looked like they fit right in. They don't look like they're these bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, afraid-to-make-mistakes hockey players. Yeah. Emmett Finney, they highlighted in the second intermission, high hockey IQ. I also thought Lundqvist in the postgame did a great job pointing out how Detroit has been a talented team, but not necessarily a smart team. Grounded hockey team, and they had to hold off Florida in the third period. They had to kill a penalty. It was a kind of a bad call on Axel Sandin and Pelikka. They had to kill off a penalty. They had to take Florida's best shot. Extra skater. That's a game they lose a year ago. I thought Tom made that point earlier, and it's such a good point. That's a game the Red Wings lose last year. And while it does not put them in the playoffs, the goal that everybody has, you needed to start reasonably well given how tough the schedule is. You don't want to get buried by Thanksgiving. And Detroit, 3-1. Regulation wins, division wins, these are good things.
Well, and if they're winning the games they're supposed to win, and I wouldn't necessarily say last night was a game they were supposed to win, but then you win some of those, maybe, hey, you put yourself in position to win. And it's where I look at this team right now through four games is they're playing a disciplined base hockey, right? Yeah. So they're not going to do something, and young players are going to do things to lose games. It's going to happen throughout the course of this season. But they are minimizing those, and they're taking advantage of moments. And like you said, discipline in the third period. If you're not disciplined in the third period and Florida gets a power play, you got no chance to kill it. And you let a game slip away that shouldn't. And at the end of the season, when you're looking back going, man, we only needed one more point, or we only needed two more points. And I also think this pays off when you do get to later months, and you're just, if you have the habits of playing disciplined hockey, you give yourself a chance.
And I just have to say it, loved that the other team had Jeff Petrie patrolling the blue line, because he committed a turnover that led to a goal. He had a dumb penalty in the third period. He only played like 12, 13 minutes. I just love that he's somebody else's problem. Like, don't beat yourself. Don't do the stupid stuff.
But is a disciplined team, is that what we should at a minimum expect from a Todd McClellan-led team?
Well, he's a no-nonsense guy, so you're right. I mean, that first game, it was, okay, we're going to do this?
Yeah.
Some of you guys have been doing this for years. We're just going to keep doing this?
Right.
When is it going to be time to, like, button it up?
Hold accountable.
Yeah, exactly. And it did it without Lucas Raymond, too, so I don't want to hear about any Florida injuries. Not that people are fighting that here. I just, nationally, Florida has injuries. There's no Lucas Raymond. We're playing Mason Appleton on the top line.
Who?
Right. Yeah, people Google it. Who's Mason Appleton? Who's this guy? Anyway, we got a winner for those Red Wing tickets. It's Nicole in Clinton Township. She wins a pair of tickets to see the Wings against the Tampa Bay Lightning Friday night, Little Caesars Arena. For tickets and event info, DetroitRedWings.com. She heard, hey, hey, Hockey Town. Called in, won the tickets.
Well done.
Hey, well done is not what they're saying about Michigan State football.
Well, maybe it's they're cooked, well done, but not good job, well done.
Yeah, it's the worst steak possible. Yeah. Just tough.
Ugh. Well, and I know that no college football fans on the heels and with everything that's going on, especially since they're going to be playing Indiana this week. What has Indiana done in the last year and a half? They have made a college football playoff, and they are currently competing for a Big Ten championship and certainly another trip to the college football playoffs. This time, it might actually be a deep run.
Well, and what do they do to people? They crack your skull open.
Yeah.
I mean, look what they've done this year. They played Illinois, who was ranked number 9 at the time.
Just beat them down.
They beat them by 53 points.
Yeah.
So, look, I mean, they went into Autzen, Oregon, a place with the longest active win streak in the country. They won by double digits. So what's going to happen to MSU this week? Probably going to get bludgeoned. It's going to be another embarrassment for Jonathan Smith. How much longer is he going to be here? Because I'm looking around college football, and it's quick leashes. Like, it's not just what Cignetti's done at Indiana. Look at Elko at Texas A&M. They fired Jimbo Fisher with a much bigger buyout than anything that Jonathan Smith has, or even that James Franklin had. Jimbo Fisher was the richest buyout in the history of the sport. Elko's got him undefeated in the top five. You know, I think Drinkwitz was a quick move. They fired Barry Odom at Mizzou, and they put Drinkwitz in, and they're playing much better football. Like, you don't have to give a guy 3 or 4 years anymore, and I think the game's changed.
Right, and the standard used to be 4 years because you wanted that first recruiting class mm-hmm. to be now seniors, and now this is your entire team. Well, with the transfer portal, you have a chance to make your team ideally in the first year. But if you're looking at it as, okay, well, we're gonna put some Band-Aids on things with a couple of transfers, but then we're really going to establish our identity, we'll be able to get some transfers that actually want to come here that are good, that we'll be able to pull out of the portal, along with, hey, that first recruiting class, now they're sophomores. Now those guys are starting to contribute and develop. And it just doesn't feel like that's the path that Michigan State is on right now.
Dead man walking is what it feels like. You got homecoming and you give up 38 unanswered, and players on the other side are saying they didn't want to play anymore.
Well, it's not just 38 unanswered. It's 38 unanswered to UCLA,
a team that
who has an interim coach.
Yeah, certainly they got a spark from firing coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, there's no spark in East Lansing at all.
But I also look at the rest of the schedule and say, okay, at Indiana, no one's going to pick Michigan State to win. Michigan, Minnesota, Penn State, Iowa, Maryland. There's not a team there that they can't beat or that they're going to go into and say, you know, there's no chance. I mean,
they're going to be dogs in all of them, though.
Okay, yeah. They may be.
I mean, they could lose how many in a row to close the season after a disastrous way they closed last season?
Well, they got 6 games left. They could go 0-6. They could go 4-2. If they go 4-2 and end up with 7 wins, I think Michigan State, because I don't know, is those 4 wins, certainly you would want one of them to be against Michigan.
I was going to say, show your work, because I'm having a hard time getting there.
I understand that, but I'm saying, like, at Minnesota, I mean, so Michigan, is there anything that Michigan is doing right now that scares you?
No, but just so we understand this.
And Minnesota, is there anything that Minnesota does that scares you?
No, absolutely
Penn
not.
Penn State,
no, well,
certainly not. They've already lost to two of the worst teams in the Big Ten. Iowa, okay, now Iowa last
Thorny.
Week. Yeah, and being able to put 37 up on Wisconsin and that defense. Okay,
that's another
maybe
team that should fire their coach.
It's in Maryland. Like, okay, you got a dynamic quarterback who's a sophomore. Tell me,
but John, it's not
what's
even,
that look like?
It's not even really about what these other teams are. It's about what Michigan State isn't.
They're not right now.
Yeah.
And so if Jonathan Smith wants to continue to be the coach at Michigan State, there is opportunity, is I guess what I'm telling you.
Yeah, but do you get the vibe that he is going to like breathe life into these dudes? Because it feels like he's presided over a dead body.
Am I saying that? Am I not predicting that they win those games?
I just,
and it doesn't feel like that there's any breath of life there. But that's why you go out there and play. That's why you continue to coach. That's why you continue to motivate, because motivation matters more, maybe more in football than it does in any other sport.
From a fan standpoint, I don't think they want him to motivate anybody. I think they want him to get out of town ASAP. I mean, John, even when they started 3-0, we were getting these phone calls.
Yeah.
So,
well, I know.
You can understand where people are at today as they continue to lose and they don't look good and there's no fight, fire, or spark from the program. And we're getting to the point where MSU fans, and I know we'll do more of this next week, but MSU fans are actively rooting against their team to where they're going to root for Cignetti to put up a ton of points, and they're going to root for Michigan to body them, because apparently you have to be shamed to firing your coach. Like, James Franklin lost to Oregon, and the thought was, boy, he can't win a big game.
Right,
and
but it's Oregon.
But I did an overreaction. They should fire him. It's like, yeah, but they're not going to fire him. They're going to keep him. They lose to UCLA. Oh, boy, this is bad. But they're not going to fire him.
Right, yeah.
They had to lose three straight, including one to Northwestern, before shame took over. So MSU fans are left to root for shame because they don't believe their coach. So, yeah, man, hope Indiana Illinois us. Beat them by 50. Hope Michigan does it. Beat them by 50. Like, Spartan fans are being pushed to the point where they're rooting for their own team to be humiliated, embarrassed, and shamed so that their university will make a change. I mean, that's the state of it, right?
It's what it feels like, yes.
You guys let us know if that's a mischaracterization or where you're at. 248-539-9797. There is a name that's been floated out there if they were to replace Jonathan Smith. Would you be in favor of it? It's 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.